Welcome to the deep dive. You know, we've had a lot of requests to dig deeper into this article, Unmasking Narcissism.
Oh, yeah.
Understanding gaslighting and manipulative tactics in relationships.
For sure.
Seems like it's something that, you know, really hits home for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a deep dive into it, you know,
yeah.
Unpack all the complexities of narcissism and gaslighting.
Yeah.
So that you can walk away with a better understanding of how to spot the red flags.
For sure.
And the knowledge to build stronger, healthier relationships.
That's right. Because I think it's important to, right from the start, recognize that narcissism isn't just being vain or self-absorbed.
All right.
I mean, it goes much, much deeper than that.
So help us understand that a little bit.
Okay.
When we talk about narcissism, what are we really talking about?
We're talking about a really profound lack of empathy.
Great.
A really insatiable need for admiration.
Yeah.
And a tendency to exploit others to bolster their very fragile ego. It's not just about loving the mirror a little too much, right?
Right.
It's about this fundamental inability to truly connect with and value the feelings of others.
Well, and the article gives this really chilling example of a narcissist who would constantly fish for compliments about their appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Even comparing themselves to others in the room constantly.
Right.
And it kind of highlights how this craving for validation, I think, goes way beyond simple vanity. It stems from like a deep-seated insecurity and this profound lack of empathy, like you were talking about. Like,
exactly.
Like they may appear charming or charismatic on the surface, but underneath there's this void when it comes to genuine emotional connection.
Right, and that void
really wreak havoc in relationships.
I was going to say, because healthy relationships thrive on reciprocity.
Exactly.
Empathy, respect.
Absolutely.
And when narcissism is like clouding the picture, those things become so overshadowed, don't they?
They do.
I think a lot of people listening have probably encountered this in some form where they've been with someone where they just feel so drained, never truly seen, you know, constantly walking on eggshells.
Absolutely.
And so that brings us to this particularly insidious aspect of narcissism, which is gaslighting.
Yes. It's this calculated form of manipulation aimed at making you doubt your reality, your memories, and even your sanity.
See, now this is where it gets really unsettling.
I mean,
we all know the term gaslighting.
Yeah.
But the article really breaks down how insidious this can be.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, think about the classic film Gaslight.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where the husband manipulates his wife into believing that she is losing her mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about lying.
Yeah.
It's about distorting.
It's about making you feel crazy.
Your perception of reality to the point where you don't know what's up or down.
You question your own sanity.
Right.
The article dives into some really chilling tactics.
Oh, yeah.
So, for instance, there's denial, where they'll flat out deny saying or doing something hurtful, even if you vividly remember it.
Exactly.
And this tactic often plays on, you know,
your self-doubt.
Your self-doubt.
Makes you question your own memory and perception.
Yeah, like they're trying to rewrite history.
Right.
And then there's blame shifting.
Oh, okay.
Where they twist the narrative to make you, the victim, feel responsible for their actions.
Exactly.
It's such a classic manipulation tactic.
Yeah.
Instead of taking accountability, they project their flaws and their mistakes onto you.
Right.
And that leads to these feelings of guilt.
Of course.
Confusion.
Yes.
Then the article also mentions triangulation.
Right.
Which is where they'll bring in a third person.
Yeah.
Maybe a friend.
Uh-huh.
A family member. To validate their version of events.
To back them up.
To back them up.
Yeah.
And further isolate you.
And make you feel even more alone.
Right. And so how do we...
It can be really hard.
How do we differentiate between occasional disagreements, which are normal in any relationship?
Of course,
And this patterned, deliberate erosion of someone's confidence.
Yeah. You have to be able to see through it.
Well, that's a key point, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's about recognizing the pattern.
Yeah.
The intentionality behind these actions.
That's right.
Like, is it a genuine misunderstanding?
Uh-huh.
Or is there this consistent attempt to undermine your self-worth and make you dependent on them?
Absolutely.
And I guess before we move on from this, is there a distinction between having narcissistic traits and being a full-blown narcissist?
That's a great question, and it's not always clear-cut.
Right. I mentioned it's not black and white.
No. I mean, everyone can exhibit some narcissistic traits sometimes, mm-hmm. especially under stress.
Yeah.
But when these traits become, you know, really deeply ingrained,
yeah.
persistent patterns that significantly impact relationships,
right.
that's when we're venturing into a narcissistic personality disorder.
Right. And that distinction is important
yeah.
because it helps us understand the severity
yeah.
and potential consequences of these behaviors.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not about labeling people.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing these potentially harmful patterns.
Yes.
And ultimately mm-hmm. protecting ourselves.
Exactly. And that's why I think this deep dive is so valuable. You
right.
know, it's about equipping listeners
yeah.
with the knowledge to navigate relationships.
Yeah.
More effectively, to understand the dynamics at play,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately make choices
yeah.
that prioritize their well-being.
I think you said that beautifully.
Well, thank you.
We're just scratching the surface here.
We are.
And we'll delve deeper into those specific tactics
yeah.
and their impact in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
All right.
We'll be right back.
That's good.
Okay, so we're back and ready to really unpack some of those tools in the narcissist's toolbox.
Yeah.
As outlined in Unmasking Narcissism.
Right.
You know, and it's not always like outright lies
right.
or aggression or anything like that.
It's much more subtle.
It's the more subtle stuff
yeah.
that can really mess with your head, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
one common tactic is trivializing.
Okay.
When you try to express, like, you know, your hurt
mm.
or frustration, the narcissist might just dismiss your feelings,
yeah.
say you're overreacting or you're too sensitive.
Or it's like they're invalidating yeah. your entire emotional experience.
Yeah.
It makes you start to wonder.
You question yourself.
If you're even allowed to feel what you're feeling.
Exactly. And that ties into a really interesting psychological concept called cognitive dissonance.
Oh.
Basically, when our actions don't align with our beliefs, it creates this, you know, discomfort.
Right.
So instead of admitting fault,
mm-hmm.
a narcissist might actually manipulate the situation
right.
to maintain their sense of self-worth.
That is fascinating.
Isn't it?
So by trivializing your feelings,
yes.
they're essentially avoiding taking any responsibility
that's right.
for their actions
yeah.
and preserving their own ego.
Exactly. You got it.
Wow.
Another really common tactic is guilt tripping.
Yeah.
The narcissist might play the victim,
uh-huh.
make you feel responsible for their outbursts or their unhappiness.
You know, the article gives this really vivid example of this.
Yeah.
Where they talk about this narcissist who would purposely start arguments before, like, you know,
oh yeah,
special occasions,
birthdays, holidays, yeah. anniversaries,
and then they sulk,
yeah,
and blame their partner for ruining the event.
Right, it's all your fault.
It's just like
classic manipulation.
Such a classic example of how guilt tripping can be used
uh-huh.
to control and manipulate.
Yeah, it takes the attention off of them and puts it on you.
Right, it's like they're always rewriting the script.
They are.
To make themselves the victim.
Yeah.
Even when they're clearly the aggressor.
Right. And that constant manipulation can
yeah.
really take a toll.
Oh, I bet.
On your emotional well-being.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just annoying behavior.
Right.
It can leave, you know, deep lasting scars.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah. Imagine feeling confused, anxious, like walking right. on eggshells.
All the time.
Never knowing what to expect.
That would be exhausting.
It's very, very difficult.
And the article talks about how
yeah.
you know, this can lead to depression, anxiety,
right.
difficulty trusting others.
Yeah, because you've been gaslighted and you don't...
You start to question your own
sanity.
Judgment, your sanity.
Right.
Yeah, because if you're constantly being told...
That you're wrong?
That your perceptions are wrong?
And your feelings are invalid?
You start to lose...
You lose trust.
Trust in yourself.
In yourself, yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and that can have such a...
Oh, I bet.
...negative impact.
On everything.
On your relationships, your career.
Yeah.
Your overall sense of self-worth.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you might find it hard to assert your needs, set boundaries, believe in your capabilities.
It's heartbreaking to think about the damage.
It really is.
That this kind of emotional abuse can inflict.
It can be devastating.
But the good news is, I guess...
Yeah.
Knowledge is power, right?
Exactly. And that's why we're doing this.
So the first step towards breaking free is recognizing the patterns.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's say somebody's listening to this right now.
Yeah.
And they're realizing, wait a minute, this sounds really familiar.
Yeah. I know somebody like this.
What are some practical things
right.
that they can start to do to reclaim their power?
Well, the article emphasizes building a support network.
Okay.
So start identifying who are those supportive people in your life.
Mm.
You know, the people who validate your feelings.
Yeah.
Offer constructive advice.
Yeah.
Those are the people you turn to when you're doubting yourself.
That's such a crucial point.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to become isolated.
Yes.
When you're caught in this web of manipulation.
That's right.
So having those people.
You got to have those people.
Those outside voices.
Your tribe.
Yeah.
Is vital.
And another practical step.
Yeah.
The article mentions setting firm boundaries.
Yes.
What behaviors are absolutely not okay with you?
Uh-huh.
You have to make that clear.
That's right.
Don't be afraid to enforce them.
Absolutely.
Even if it means like ultimately walking away.
Yes.
You know, that can be so challenging.
It is.
Especially if you've been in a dynamic where your needs are constantly being put second.
To the narcissist's needs, it's so important.
And the article stresses.
Yeah.
Setting boundaries is so crucial.
Yes.
For reclaiming your sense of self.
It is.
Protecting your well-being. Uh-huh. And we're going to talk more about that in part three.
Looking forward to it.
Along with the steps that you can take.
Yeah.
To start building healthier and more fulfilling relationships.
That's good.
Okay, so we're back, and it's been heavy talking about all this stuff.
It can be.
But, you know, ultimately, this whole deep dive is about empowering you.
Exactly.
It's about giving you the tools and the knowledge.
That's right.
To make healthier choices.
Uh-huh.
And have stronger relationships.
Yes, recognizing these patterns.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a superpower.
Yeah.
The ability to spot trouble and make choices that lead to healthier, more fulfilling relationships.
And this isn't about becoming like, you know,
right,
suspicious of everyone.
No,
avoiding relationships altogether.
That's right.
It's about understanding
the dynamic.
Yeah, the dynamics, recognizing the red flags.
Having the strength to walk away from situations that diminish you.
And the article really stresses the importance of setting boundaries.
Yes.
As one of the first steps towards building healthier relationships.
Absolutely.
But that can be easier said than done, right?
Yeah, it definitely can.
Especially if you've been in a dynamic where your needs have constantly been put on the back burner.
You're right. It requires a real shift in mindset.
Yeah.
From prioritizing the narcissist's needs to prioritizing your own well-being.
Right.
And it starts with identifying what your non-negotiables are.
Okay.
What behaviors you simply will not tolerate in any relationship.
And I guess that requires getting really clear on what you value in a relationship, right?
Exactly.
What you need.
What do you need?
To feel safe.
To feel safe.
Respected.
Respected and loved.
Yeah, to feel loved.
Exactly. It's about defining your own worth
and
refusing to settle for anything less.
And that kind of goes hand in hand, I think.
It does.
With what the article talks about with self-affirmation.
Yes.
You need to constantly be reminding yourself.
You do.
Of your strengths.
Of your value.
Your value, your unique qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't let the narcissist's voice become the dominant narrative in your head.
But what about like some level of self-interest, right?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that healthy?
Yeah, there's a balance.
Where's the line between healthy confidence
and
pathological narcissism?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And the key difference is that healthy self-interest is about valuing yourself.
Okay.
Recognizing your needs and setting boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being assertive without being aggressive.
Right.
You know, being able to advocate for yourself while still being considerate of others.
So it's not about becoming...
It's not about becoming selfish.
Selfish or self-absorbed.
Iron tight.
It's about finding that balance between respecting yourself...
And respecting others.
And respecting others.
Yeah, that's the sweet spot.
And I think this leads into...
It does.
Another really crucial aspect that the article highlights.
Yes.
Which is open and honest communication.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's about creating a space, I think, where both partners feel safe to express their thoughts and feelings.
Without fear of judgment or reprisal.
And this is where active listening comes in, right?
That's right.
Not just waiting for your turn to speak,
uh-huh.
but actually trying to...
Really hearing.
Hear.
And trying to understand the other person's perspective.
And validating their feelings.
Yes.
Even if you don't agree with them necessarily.
Absolutely.
Right.
And working collaboratively.
To find solutions.
To find solutions that work for both of you.
So it sounds like, you know... Building healthy relationships really requires
a
certain level of
self-awareness, empathy, willingness to be vulnerable.
Yeah. And this deep dive has been so insightful.
Well, thank you.
It's given us so much to think about in terms of
it really has
understanding narcissism, gaslighting, and
But more importantly,
I think.
The elements of a healthy relationship.
Like those essential elements of healthy relationships.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that emphasis.
Me too.
On self-awareness.
Yes.
Setting boundaries. Yeah. Open communication.
Absolutely.
And I think it's so important to remember.
Yeah.
Recognizing those red flags early on is key.
Yes. Trust your gut.
Trust your gut.
If something feels off.
Yeah.
Don't dismiss it. It's better to address it early or walk away.
Right.
Than to ignore it and hope things will magically change.
So if you're listening to this, like, take a moment to reflect on your own relationships.
Yeah.
Are your needs being met?
Ask yourself that.
Do you feel safe?
Yeah.
Respected.
Valued.
If not.
Oh, can you do?
What steps can you take today?
To shift the dynamic. Or create healthier connections in the future.
And remember, I think building healthy relationships
is an ongoing journey.
It's a process.
It is.
It's about constantly
learning, growing, yeah,
and striving to create those connections.
Yes.
That uplift and empower you.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been such an incredible deep dive.
It has.
It's given us all a lot to think about.
It has. Thank you for having me.
And as always, this is just the starting point.
The tip of the iceberg.
There's so much more to explore on this topic.
Sure.
Keep learning.
Yeah.
Keep questioning.
Uh-huh.
And keep prioritizing your well-being.
Yes.
In all of your relationships.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
We'll see you next time.